my ruling.
This'll teach you to print your damn lies, eh? Call me a criminal, eh? There you go.
Easy, man.
Hold me for the love of God.
Shut him up.
That's enough.
Keep out of this.
That's enough, I said.
Get your hands off me, you damn traitor.
Stand away from him, Baldwin, or I'll blow your face off. By God, you are a traitor.
For God's sakes, hurry yourselves! The street's awake!
Go on, lads! Scatter!
Seth! Come on, man!
I'm coming!
McMurdo, don't think that this is over.
Now, Inspector, give us the facts.
Mr. Jack Douglas was found dead just before midnight last night. Extensive injuries to the head. No arrest has been made. Those are the main points from the official report.
What about the unofficial report?
What makes you think there is one?
Oh, come on, Mr. Mack. It takes a lot more than that to bring you round to Baker Street.
Aye, Doctor. You're quite right. Here you are, gentlemen. A private note from the local man, White Mason. Very reliable. Mr. Holmes.
Mac, don't waste a second. Extraordinary features, perplexing details. Bring Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson if you can. This case is a snorter.
Counselor McGinty, this is an honor.
I'm not usually much of a visitor, but I thought I'd stretch a point. I hear you pulled a gun on Brother Baldwin last night.
I did, and I'd do it again. Where I come from, the orders of a bodymaster are to be obeyed without question. Baldwin was set to murder the man.
He called you a damn traitor.
And at any other time, I'd have killed him for it. But it was more important to get the man away and protect the lodge.
You did the right thing. I'm grateful.
Freeze the pair of you!
What's the meaning of this, Marvin?
I thought you'd be getting into trouble, Mr. Crooked McMurdo. You're coming with us.
What am I being accused of?
This man is a friend of mine. I'll answer for his conduct.
Is that so? Well, Mr. McGinty, you may have to answer for your own conduct one of these days. Give me a pistol, McMurdo.
There. But I'll ask you again, Captain. What is it you think I've done?
You were involved in the beating of old Stanger at the Herald office last night.
Drop this now, Marvin. Save yourself a deal of trouble.
What's that supposed to mean?
This man was with me in my saloon last night. We played poker till first light. And I can bring a dozen witnesses to prove it.
Not guilty.
Brother McMurdo, take a drink of that.
Thanks.
To poker! That's a fine drop of whiskey.
My own stock.
I'm honored. My thanks to you, bodymaster.
The lodge protects its own.
It was a lucky thing old Stanger didn't get a better look at us.
He shouldn't have got any sort of look. Baldwin should have doused the lamp first thing. He's getting careless.
You sure that's all he is? You sure he didn't want us to be seen? Some of us, at least.
Careful, McMurdo. It's not your place to question a brother's loyalty.
Counselor, if a brother calls me traitor, then I can return the favor.
Is that what they say in Chicago?
It's what I say.
I do have some information on the murdered man. This Douglas was something of a local hero. Pulled a man out of a burning building when everyone else had given up.
What's his household?
Him and his wife. Just a few servants.
And he's an American, you say?
Well, that's what I'm told.
Mrs. Douglas, too?
No, she's a local lady. Quite the beauty, it seems.